Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. This hymn that we're going to be learning next is called Open My Eyes That I May See. So as we sing this, imagine it's a prayer to Jesus that we're asking Him to open our eyes to understand and to see what He wants us to learn.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth.
Before we start with our devotional today, we want to ask Jesus to be with us. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this time that we get to spend together to open your word, the Bible, and learn of you. Please come into our hearts and help us to understand the lessons that you want to teach us. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. We are going to continue with the stories that Jesus was telling about the kingdom of heaven. Last time we learned about the yeast and how the kingdom of heaven is like yeast. You know how yeast makes bread rise and it goes through the entire loaf of bread and makes the whole loaf rise? The kingdom of heaven is just like that. No matter who we are or what we've been like, God's love in our hearts changes us, just like yeast makes dough into a loaf of good bread. Today, we're going to start the story about buried treasure. How many of you like buried treasure? Or maybe like treasure hunts or a scavenger hunt? Or have you ever been geocaching? Geocaching is where you follow some coordinates to find a hidden treasure. It might be in a park or a museum or outside in the woods or on a rocky ledge, but you're able to find treasure that way, and you take something and you leave something. It's kind of a fun way. It's kind of a fun treasure hunt. Another story that Jesus told was about someone finding a treasure. This man in the story was not playing a game. He wasn't just having fun. No, he was working in a field. He was working really, really hard. Let's look up Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. We were in the book of Matthew last time, weren't we? Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. We're going to be in Matthew. Matthew chapter 13. The chapters are the big numbers. Chapter 13. Look for the big 13. Once you have the book of Matthew, then look for chapter 13. Then we want to find verse 44. The verses are the little numbers. Look through for verse 44 and let's read that together. What does it say?
Matthew 13:44 says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field."
He found treasure hidden in a field. You know, in those days, people sometimes hid treasure in the ground to keep it safe from thieves and robbers or even other enemies. Back then, they didn't have big banks with a safe and lots of bars to keep your money safe. No, they had to rely on whatever they had, and oftentimes they would bury it in the ground. People who hid their treasure in the ground probably were careful not to tell anyone else where they hid it. But what happens if a person died or if an enemy army took him away and he got old and wasn't able to come back for the treasure? Well, since no one else knew where it was, it would stay in the ground where it had been hidden. I looked up some stories on treasure, and there's lots of them about finding treasure. Well, there was one couple who moved into a house in 2007. That was about 13 years ago. Well, they decided that they wanted to make a frog pond out back. They lived in London, England. So they went out back and they started digging for this frog pond so that they could have frogs and maybe fish. As they were digging, they uncovered a jar that had 80 gold coins in it. Wow! They were wondering, how did this jar get here? Whose money is this? 80 gold coins. It was worth over $130,000 today, or 101,000 pounds. That's a lot of money. So they gave it to a museum to look over, and the museum looked into it and the property, and they discovered that it was a young man who was an immigrant to London. And he had lived in London. He was afraid that the Nazis or the Germans were going to come in and take over London. And so he hid his jar of coins in the backyard to keep it safe from the enemy invasion. All he told were just a few of his family members where it was. Well, unfortunately, during the bombing, he was killed along with his family members. And so nobody knew that this treasure was hidden, and nobody could go back and get it. They were all dead. That's just like this story here. The man in this story had rented some land so he could grow some food. He was plowing so that he could end up planting seeds and having a harvest. As he plowed the ground, the plow suddenly hit something very hard. Thunk! And it probably didn't sound like a normal rock. It might have even sounded a little hollow because maybe it was a wooden box. He dug down in the ground and discovered that it was treasure that someone had hidden long before. Maybe it was a box of gold coins. Well, whatever it was, he knew that it was enough to make him rich. Oh, he was so excited. Can you just imagine how the man felt if all of a sudden you discover a hidden treasure? He wanted to find a way to keep that treasure, and since no one else had seen what had happened, he quickly put it back in the ground and covered it up so no one could tell that it was there or that anything special was in this spot. Then he made sure that he knew exactly where it was so he could find it again. You know, the man hurried home, and what do you think he was planning to do? He knew that that treasure was very valuable, worth all sorts of money, and he knew that he couldn't just buy the field unless he sold some things. So I'm sure he was planning in his mind, what can we sell? What can we sell? Do you think that he was upset to have to sell things to get this field, to get the treasure? I don't think so. He was so excited. He knew the value of the treasure and that it was worth more than anything he had. Do you want to know what happened in the rest of the story? Well, we're going to talk more about that next time. Isn't it wonderful, the stories that Jesus has been telling to help us better understand him and his Father and the kingdom of heaven and their love for us? I am so glad that he gives us these stories so that we can learn and we can know how we can be there with him in heaven. Let's thank him. All right? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for these stories in your word, that we can learn from them. Learn more about you and how we can be with you in heaven. Thank you so much for your care and your love, for sending Jesus to show us the way. Thank you. Amen. All right, let's sing our memory verse song. I am so excited about it. Have you been learning it every day this week? Well, let's go ahead and let's sing it together.
I rejoice at your word, I rejoice at your word, as one who
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.